This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
There's no doubt that I have a sweet tooth. I crave cakes and biscuits and could happily finish off a bar of chocolate in minutes. I'm sure I'm not alone. The sweet, sugary taste is addictive. But the big question is it bad for me? I think I know the answer. Sugar is everywhere. Even if sweet stuff isn't your thing, it's hard to avoid. In the UK, we consume over 2 million tonnes of sugar every year, but often we don't know we're eating it. There have been many health campaigns telling us about the dangers of consuming too much sugar, and we have probably learnt that it should be eaten in moderation. But we may be unaware of the added sugar we consume that's found in the food and drink we think of as healthy or savoury, such as low-fat yoghurt and sauces. The obvious negative effect of eating sugar is on our dental health. Tooth decay is a big problem in children, partly caused by drinking too many sugary drinks. Public Health England claims a child in England has a tooth removed in hospital every 10 minutes due to preventable decay. But even if you can escape the dentist's drill, there are more worrying negative effects. Repeatedly eating too much sugar can lead to weight gain and even obesity, leading to an increased risk of diabetes, heart disease, and liver disease. So what can we do to cut down on our sugar intake? Well, there are low sugar recipes you can try, and apparently there are alternative foods to help us beat the sweet cravings. But potentially the most effective method is to tax the sugar we consume. It's what several countries have been doing for a while, and the UK has recently jumped on the bandwagon by forcing manufacturers to pay a levy on the high sugar drinks they sell. It's up to the manufacturers if they pass the cost on to consumers. But will it work? University of Bedfordshire nutrition expert Dr. Daniel Bailey told BBC Online that the increase in tax placed on soft drinks will make products more expensive. But will this actually discourage people from buying them? Maybe if you're addicted to the stuff, you'd accept paying more to buy it. But in the UK at least, several soft drinks companies have already reduced the sugar content of their products to avoid the tax. Obviously, it's better to do something rather than nothing to help improve the well-being of everyone. But with so many temptations out there, I'm not sure how easy it will be to cure my sweet tooth.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.